In March of 1997, Arizona skies lit up with lights many say they had never seen before. The event called the Phoenix Lights became national news, claiming the state had a UFO sighting. Did you know, to date, no one has been able to account for what really happened?
It was big. It's still big. This was monumental. This is as big as Roswell, as far as I'm concerned.
Jim Mann is the state director for the Mutual UFO Network, or MUFON. It's an organization dedicated to investigating any reported unidentified flying objects in Arizona.
So here we are, you know, 15 years later, 18 years later. People are still coming forward and telling us what they saw, as it becomes more and more acceptable in society to talk about the UFO phenomena.
Sightings actually happened near the Nevada-Arizona border. A man said that in the early evening hours, he saw a chevron-shaped object with six lights underneath it. Similar reports came from the Prescott area, followed by others in Phoenix and the rest of the valley. People in Tucson and along the Sonora border also claimed they saw an unusually large V-shaped translucent object.
I think it was taken seriously at first. As the days went by, Governor Fife Symington made light of it on TV.
To escort the accused into the room so that we may all look upon the guilty party.
That's the press conference held by Governor Symington after the reported sightings. He poked fun at the reports, claiming the one responsible for the event was caught. That's when his chief of staff, dressed in a Martian costume, was brought into the room.
This just goes to show that you guys are entirely too serious.
Well, we didn't need to lighten up. Something flew over this state. Something flew over this city. We just simply wanted to know what it was.
Weather experts say winds shifting directions that day may have kicked up objects like balloons. Others say the lights were military aircraft flying in formation. And local military officials say those were illumination flares dropped by aircraft on a training exercise.
I've got a report came in this afternoon at 1:41.
Mann says his agency continues to investigate the Phoenix Lights and talk to people who say they saw them that night in 1997. His local MUFON chapter also reports they receive about 300 cases a year of unusual sightings.
We don't immediately go to the alien, the ET side of the room. We always say, well, who knows what this thing is? Let us investigate it first.
Since 1997, people have reported seeing the same lights on other occasions. By the way, in the last several years, Governor Fife Symington has spoken publicly about seeing the Phoenix Lights himself back in 97, and at the time, keeping quiet about it. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.